you fuckers. Welcome to the Terrible Podcast. I'm Nick.
And I am Brad.
And today, we're going to talk about some shit. Here we are. Dressed to the nines.
To at least the number.
Prepared. To talk about some shit, dude. Brad, I got a pretty serious question for you, buddy.
Let's hear it, big dog.
How you doing, buddy?
Doing pretty good. Doing all right. You know what I mean? Living my life, dough taking the day away, per usual.
Yep.
It's a good old time.
Yep.
It's a good old time.
You dipping it low and picking it up slow?
Yes. Dude. Every single day of my life.
I'm glad to hear that. Well, the first minute of the show, we pretty much got all of our shit out of the way, I think.
Yeah.
You know? So,
start every day with a nice low dip.
Yeah.
And then you gotta pick it up because you got the rest of the day ahead of you. Am I right, folks? Back to the grind.
You are definitely not wrong. We are very excited because today we have kind of a special surprise for you guys.
We
actually wrote a song.
We wrote a tune.
And we would really like to sing it for you before we get into the, you know, the funny stuff and the ha-ha stuff. We kind of want to get the song out of the way. So I'm going to hand it over to my boy Brad over here. He's going to start it off. And and here we go. I hope you guys like it.
Yeah.
We worked really hard on it.
Both of us together.
It's the same time.
Yep. All right. And a one. And a two. And a one, two. Buckle your shoe. Three. And a four, and a one, and a two. I took the devil right out of my heart and sent him to Nashville. I replaced that evil ass Satan with a tiny baby Jesus for me.
And now I come in.
And then the devil left my body and he went straight down to Nashville where I told him to go. And then baby Jesus smiled and it was pretty. Yeah. I let Jesus into my heart for a day, and he stayed for the rest of my life. And the devil bought a house in Nashville, and he had him some kids and a wife.
I knew that was.
And then the Jesus grew into a bearded man, but to me, still the little baby. And I say, Jesus, stay with me forever. And he says, maybe. But you can't go sinning and doing that damn dull shit. Don't nobody want to see you take the dip down into the fiery waters of hell below. And I'm like, hell, goddamn, Jesus, sounds like a plan. I want to be your right-hand man. And he says, that's cool, now ride my boat to heaven, if you will.
Dude.
That was a good song.
Oh, man, we worked really hard on that, son of a bitch,
yeah,
Brad.
Absolutely.
I'm glad we finally got it out. You know, it's like a weight off of my shoulders.
Yeah.
Couple things. I feel like our harmony is dope.
Uh-huh.
Our word composition is dope.
As out of this world.
The fact that we certainly wrote that ahead of time and both memorized all of the words.
Yeah, I can guarantee for a fact that I just totally did not just now make all of that up off the top of my head.
And I 100% did not try to figure out what you were going to say as you were saying it.
Yeah, that is not what happened at all. Because if that's what happened, we would both have to be pretty fucking talented individuals to make that happen.
And we're not.
We're not.
Clearly, we have no talent.
We are talentless fools.
So
playing a fool's game.
So yeah, pretty proud of that. What? So fucking fuck it.
And then the baby Jesus came. All right. So
okay.
Yeah. No, the show's not over.
Mm. Okay.
We could do that again.
You want to sing our other song?
Yeah.
You want to sing that song about the old truck?
Yeah.
All right, yeah, I'll let you start off.
All right.
Okay.
goes like
this. This song's about the old truck.
Okay.
All right.
And a one, and a two, and a one, two, three. My name is Tex, and I'm from Texas. I got me a Chevy, it got keyed. So I said a little prayer to my big man, Jesus in the sky. I said, who in the fucking hell keyed my Chevy? Why'd my Chevy get keyed? Jesus said, cause damn it, boy, you ain't been down on them knees praying to me. And I said, shit, my bad, I forgot about the prayers. I promise I'll do it after I brush my hair. And then we'll both be at peace and harmony.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not as familiar with that one, apparently.
No, it seemed like you just kind of sat back and enjoyed it.
I really liked that song, dude. Yeah.
You're like, you know what? Never mind. I'm going to listen on this.
Hey, I had a story. I have something that happened to me today.
Okay.
Won't you tell the story?
Yes.
Okay.
I feel like you were getting there, and then I just felt like saying something. I'm sorry.
I
want to interject sometimes. You're like, hey, here's this thing I'm about to do, and I'm going to do it. And I'm like, hey, why don't you do that thing?
Right. Well, now that I have your permission, my wife and I took our 4-year-old to the Cracker Barrel to eat dinner this evening.
Love that place.
Or breakfast for dinner, more specifically.
They give me ADD, as in all day dumplings.
Mm-hmm.
Like, fuck, dude. I love their dumplings.
I don't know why, but that food's so fucking good.
Very
like,
good.
Like, why? What business do they have being so good?
That's the truth.
You know. Okay, so we were walking up into the establishment, and you know they have all the chairs and goofy shit outside.
Oh, yeah.
There was not an old man, but an older man sitting there by himself watching us walk towards the restaurant. And, you know, we're a cute little family, dude. We got a cute little 4-year-old. We're used to stuff like that. And I'm like, this guy's going to say hi to us. Instead, what he did was he looked at Rocky, my 4-year-old, and then he looks at me and he goes, where's his cardinal hat?
Huh.
So,
at what point did that context begin besides him saying, where's his cardinal hat? You know what I mean?
So, quick aside, none of us were wearing anything even remotely sports related. We weren't even wearing red. I guess Rocky's shirt could be considered like a maroon. Anyway, so he said, where's his Cardinals hat? So what I said was, and then we walked inside. But here's what I wanted to say. Check it out. Where's his Cardinals hat? Huh? What? Where's his what, dude?
What?
Where's his Cardinals hat?
What?
Where's your fucking Cardinals hat? Huh? You want to know where his Cardinals hat is, dude? He's 4 years old. What?
He doesn't even know what sports are.
Huh?
He does know what sports are, probably.
Where's his Cardinals hat? Huh? Here's what I wanted to say to him. You know what? Fuck you, motherfucker. That's where his fucking Cardinals hat is. Huh, dude? Where's his Cardinals hat? Do you think he plays for the Cardinals? He's a little 4-year-old boy, dude.
Does he look like Mark McGuire?
Are you pushing your dreams that you had for yourself and then your son, who both of those dreams failed, now you're pushing those dreams onto me and my son, dude? Huh? What, you trying to tell me how to raise my son, dude? You think I want him to be a sports superstar for the St. Louis Cardinals? Is that what you mean? What? Where's his Cardinals hat, dude? But instead, what I said was, huh? like that. And we walked inside. So anyway, I know there's zero chance of it ever happening, but dude, if that guy's out there listening somehow, hey man,
quit asking people such rude questions.
Start with something else, maybe.
Yeah.
Be like, hey guys, or something. You know, hey.
Yeah.
Don't ask me where his fucking howdy. Cardinals hat is.
That's a real way. That's a surefire way to both start and end a conversation all in one fell swoop.
Lucky you didn't catch a fucking ass whooping, dude.
Yeah, it's true.
Right there in your rocking chair.
Nothing like beating some wholesome ass, some wholesale wholesome ass, just right out front the Cracker Barrel, dude, watching them chairs rock back and forth while you two are scuttling over them because you don't know how to, like, rein a fight in. You're just scooting everywhere all over this, and people are going, oh my God! And you're like, is all the noises coming out of the fight, dude. And it's all because of a fucking Cardinals hat.
Check it out. This is what a fight sounds like. Listen. Is it you always see when you're downtown and you and the fight happens out of your peripheral, this is what you hear. Yes. Did I hurt you there? I'm
you
very
did.
Sorry.
Yeah, you kind of hurt
really
me a little
sorry,
bit.
I accidentally kicked a chair into Brad's leg for a visual gag on this audio podcast. God damn it, not worth it.
Yeah,
anyway, he doesn't have a fucking Cardinals hat is the answer.
Yeah.
You old son of a bitch. You don't tell me how to raise my son. Brad, I got a question for you, buddy.
Yeah.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing really good. I'm sorry that old man really got on you about that stuff.
What?
Old people, yeah. Old people do just kind of... Maybe old people don't. I shouldn't quote old people like that. But some old dudes... Just start conversations fucking weird.
I just don't understand why he's like
check it out.
I'm entitled to say this real quick.
Here's something that has more than likely just this exact scenario happened to me at one point or another. In the checkout line at County Market, buying a couple fucking pies. You know what I mean? Strawberry or rhubarb, because they don't sell gooseberry. You know, chilling there in line, and this fucking old guy comes up, and you're like, yep, this person's just scanning my items, and I'm waiting for the toll, and he goes, oh, taking her back to Omaha, huh? And you go,
huh?
What?
What? Huh? taking them.
And you're like, what's that mean? He's like, oh, you know, Julie London wrote a song back in the 40s about it, and I'm like, that's cool. And then that's the end of that conversation. I never found out who was taking what to Omaha.
That conversation never should have started, dude.
Yeah.
Never should have started. Hey, mind your own business, dude.
I'm not saying don't talk to me in cool ways, old man. I'm just saying don't start it out with some crazy ass, like, what the fuck, why is this a conversation starter thing?
Hey, man, I don't understand whatever fucking joke you just made, and I don't know you.
Where's his Cardinals hat? Probably on the clearance rack at Kohl's, where it stays, because I'll never fucking buy one. That's not anything against Cardinals fans. That's just because I'm not wearing hats branded with baseball teams. I almost said baseball hats, but it's like I wear ball caps all the time.
So right, I do too, I guess.
I caught
mine
myself
has
in some,
Deadpool on.
Yeah, what's mine? It's a hat you gave
I
me.
Gave
it's
you
an
that
F hat.
Hat.
It has a smiley face on it. It has an N for one eye on the smiley face and an F for the other eye on the smiley face.
So if this guy would have been like, oh man, that's a dope PJ Masks hat.
Right.
I'd be like, thanks, fam. Dude. Stay up.
Yeah, if the dude's like, hey, man, cat boy for life.
Yeah, I'd be like,
you're like,
yeah,
that's what's
dude.
Up. Or you're walking up and the old man's like, ah, look at that strong fella. Super gecko muscles. You're like, yeah, I get it, old man, because PJ Masks is relevant at this point in time because there's a hat about it. Unlike the San Luis Cardinals.
He wanted to know where his fucking car was. Huh, dude?
Do I look like I give a fuck about a fucking bird, my dude?
Fucking...
Okay.
Hey,
am I here?
Huh?
Listen here, man. Okay? This isn't about fucking birds with baseball bats and a baseball. son's ball. Okay, this is about, don't talk about my son's fucking head.
Don't look at him.
Don't look at my son. Don't look at his head.
Don't look at me.
Don't talk about the hash brown casserole I'm going to eat.
Eyes to the floor.
You sit there at Cracker Barrel and you enjoy your time outside by the fucking fabric checkerboard in your fucking wicker chair. And you think to yourself, where's my fucking Cardinals hat? And then you ruin that. You let that stew, like the delicious stew inside the Cracker Barrel, but you stay outside with that banter. You're not allowed inside. I'm allowed inside. I get to play with the wooden spinny wheels.
Ooh,
okay.
I get the dumplings. You get a fucking Cardinals hat. You care about it so much. Anyway, so that happened. And I was like, I can't wait to tell this story on the podcast. And then 10 minutes later, I'm happy.
Yeah.
I'm happy it happened.
Got it out. It's been therapy.
It's been good. That's what this is for me, dude. It's
a chance to... a weight off my shoulders after heckling that imaginary older gentleman in my mind. That felt great.
You don't know shit about that guy.
No, never met him in my life.
Yeah, dude.
Let's go fucking talk shit to some old dudes at Cracker Barrel.
I'm down. All right, we're going to shut the show down. We're going to go talk shit to older people at Cracker Barrel.
We'll be back.
Yeah. We're going to take a break, sponsored by Meatbox.com.
We'll be back after these messages. Your ad here, just get a hold of us at Terrible Podcast.
And this is what it could sound like if we were doing a read for your product.
If we were doing a read for your product, you could have your product featured right here in this advertising space.
You know how you're sick of doing that thing like this? Well, now you don't have to because of these guys who offer this thing to you that you can buy.
For a limited time only, you can buy this special thing right here from the Terrible Podcast via Meatbox.com.
Log in now to their website.com/TerriblePodcast for your fucking thing, and it helps the podcast out more than you'll ever know. Get those things from Meatbox.com. And we're back. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We talked all that shit to all those dudes at that place. Brad, I saw Aladdin.
Ooh, the new one?
Yeah, we went and saw the new Aladdin.
It would be wild if you were approaching me that way, saying you had saw the original Aladdin, just like, finally. You know what I mean? Oh, Brad, I saw the original Aladdin.
Dude, I saw this movie called Aladdin.
Have you seen this movie? It's called Aladdin?
Here's the thing, man. I went into it optimistically.
Yep.
Like we have previously discussed.
Uh-huh.
And it was fucking great.
Good!
I thought it was really good. And you know what the best part was?
The whole thing?
The genie was the best part.
Right on.
Yeah, dude! Everybody's mad about Will Smith playing the genie. Guess what?
Old Bill Smith.
Fucking crushed it. Crushed it!
Right on.
Yeah. So just, you know, and again, I know that these usually come out like a month after we record them.
Does he seem pretty happy in the movie?
Yeah.
That's good, because I was concerned he was looking a little blue.
Oh, shit. Oh, man.
Okay.
Oh, Brad.
Hi, hungry. I'm Dad. So.
You son of a bitch.
I know. I'm a dirty rascal, dude. So how was it? So it was a good experience overall? You're happy?
Yeah, it was
you
just
went into it excited for it, and you left happy you had seen it.
Yeah.
That's dope.
It was awesome. Like, I can honestly say I thought it was awesome. And what makes me sad is I feel like people's cynicism is going to keep them from admitting that it's just a stellar movie, dude.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Because everybody's mad that, you know, Will Smith is the genie and that it looks weird or whatever, but hey, man.
If he did a good job, you know what I mean? If the songs are there, then great.
Yes.
That was my main concern in the whole thing, was like, are they going to change up the songs a fuck ton so where it's not like I can't enjoy these songs anymore?
Nope.
Because I'll just like the old one more, and it's like,
all
right.
All the songs are there
and done well, so that's cool. I can't wait to watch it. I'll watch it with my son. He's on a real Aladdin kick right now. Loving the Aladdin.
Yeah, so, you know.
If you're sitting there, let's see,
what's the date today? Today is May 30th as we record this. So if you're sitting there and it's June 30th, and you're like, I wonder if I should have seen that Aladdin movie that probably isn't even in theaters anymore.
Yeah.
The answer is yes, you should have. Yep.
Don't worry, it'll be available digitally in 2 weeks. Like, this is the future. Dude, you can find this shit instantly. It's not like the old days when you're like, hey, I saw the Resident Evil movie in theaters last week. When's it coming out? And then the person at the local video store is like, 6 months to a year.
Yeah, oh,
and
man, you're like, oh. Christmas next year. You can watch this bad boy as much as you want.
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. So, I was also excited to talk about that, man. That's cool. I just want everybody to know that I support the Aladdin movie, and I'm glad they made it, and I applaud the people that made it.
Well, that's cool, man. It's reboot season. I feel like I heard there was something being rebooted that I was actually excited about, but I fucking forgot what it was already, so that's dope.
It is very rare that, because I feel like that's all they fucking make anymore, dude.
It's just a lot of reboots.
Remember when this happened? Well, now it's happening
again. That's the marketing cycle, bro. You sell it to them when they're kids, and you sell it to them when they're old enough to afford their own shit.
And it works perfectly, realistically, man. Yeah. For the most part, I'm not trying
to justify that. I'm just saying that's why that is.
Yeah. There's a lot of them that are not wanted and then fucking not worth watching.
Yeah.
You know, but every once in a while there's a remake and you're like, God damn, like that, It? Oh, you haven't seen that yet, have you?
Yeah, I haven't watched
it. Dude, that's my favorite Stephen King movie.
I'm like over a year late on that.
Yeah,
I want to watch it, you know what I mean? I just haven't.
It's so good. It's better than the original. I said it.
Well, the original's like a mini series though, so it's like,
yeah, it's not great.
Like, hey, you got 6 hours or whatever, you know what I mean?
I don't have 6 hours, and I also, you know, I mean, in early 90s, made for, I think, NBC TV miniseries. Tim Curry was awesome.
Yeah.
Everything else sucked.
Yeah.
Versus the new version. Dude, that's just so good and well-written, and the characters are hilarious, and he's fucking scary, dude. Like, I'm trying to do movie preview voice guy. Check it out.
Ooh, that's one that I don't have in my reporter.
This summer. That's all you got to do. You kind of... It's not quite Batman.
This summer. Nope.
That was like wacky comedy voiceover guy.
This summer.
Ooh, yeah, perfect.
This summer, coming to theaters.
Yeah. This October. Seesaw.
Seesaw.
Sea space. Saw, the movie, is, I think, something they actually did.
This summer, the Halloween
season. Seesaw. Is what he did. Dude, look it up. I'm going to say at 90% certain that that's how the fucking previews
went. Yeah, no, I feel like that's ringing a bell or whatever.
Make sure you guys all go out there and see some. Like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
I
think they're making another Mortal Kombat movie. So
why,
that's,
dude?
Because techno music, bro.
Oh, that's a good reason. I didn't think about that. Oh, that's why they're making it. It's because of techno music.
Because the first two were so good that they're making another one. I'm down with that.
Fuck me.
I'm down with another Mortal Kombat movie just to see how shitty it is.
I'm waiting for you to go, Mortal Kombat! And then I can start going,
yeah. Yeah, no, I was just letting that one ride. Okay. So that was pretty cool.
You were just going to leave me hanging, dude.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean
Fuck, man. We used to be such better friends, and you would not leave me hanging on this fucking podcast for all of our listeners to hear me just drown, dude.
Yeah.
This summer.
Sink.
Brad's gonna let me fucking drown.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're not careful, buddy, you watch out.
Jesus Christ.
So that's, I'm not going to murder my friend. This thing We've talked about how we'd murder other people, strangers, before.
What?
Yeah, we were like, you know, kill you or kill a stranger.
Oh, yeah, yeah, we discussed that on this show. Oh, speaking of this show, there is now officially a lost episode of this show.
Yeah, possibly, too. And I'm wondering if that's... Was that stuff on one of those two recordings, or was it on one we just released? Was that on Gooseberry Pie?
No, it wasn't in Gooseberry Pie. I'm talking about the one that we did, was it after Bocce Ball? Or no, it was after...
We've got two of them. The first one was after VR Night. Bocce Ball, yeah. And the other one was at the end of VR Night.
Dude, so we recorded a show. We actually... This is the first time we've recorded in probably like...
Two or three weeks
yeah, at least, like yeah. So if we sound a little rusty, it's because we're rusty bitches. Yeah. So, yeah, we had like a little friend get together a few weeks ago. And, you know, daddy likes to party, dude. And I threw a couple back. And then I'm like, let's fucking do a show, dude. And we tried to. And boy, I was awful. I was awful. I remember after we were done recording thinking like, that might have not been my best work.
Just hateful. Just working from his hateful place the whole time.
So all I did the entire episode was talk about stuff that I thought sucked, which included like
Aaron Lewis
for sure, which I agree with.
And baseball,
which fine. Baseball's fine. But apparently I was really upset about it that night.
Well, that night you were not like, you're like, fuck baseball.
Yeah.
Here's why I will fuck a baseball.
Wow.
I'm like, damn.
I'll let a baseball fuck me, maybe. Dude. I mean, if I was saying that, then sure, fuck it. Let's release it. But yeah, so there's a lost episode of the Terrible Podcast in which I am incredibly intoxicated and do nothing but talk shit the whole time. Great.
Maybe we'll chop it up and use it for like a bonus cut or something.
That'd
or
be pretty cool.
You know what I mean? I mean, it's saved. We're keeping it.
I don't know. I wanna
but are we releasing it? You know? Yeah, we'll listen to it. Don't worry. But I always think these things are going to be great when they happen. I'm like, yeah, no, dude, you just drunk is hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah.
it's that way when it happens to me because I'm watching it and it's great, but... after listening back to at least that last one we did, I was like, maybe Nick's right about not feeling good about this one.
No, I'm glad. I'm glad we agreed on that. So, I don't know if you've noticed, Brad, but I'm taking it pretty fucking easy tonight, buddy.
You're a sunshine tonight. Yeah. You're just a sober Dover Delaware.
That's what they call them.
I really tried.
Yeah, because, you know, that was my rock bottom.
That was it?
Dude, the lowest of the low. That one time I recorded a half-hour podcast too drunk.
Yeah.
Fucking worst day of my life.
He was not sober.
Had some fucked up shit happen to me, dude. Yeah. But that night, psh.
Yeah. Yeah, boy, I just imagine you going to bed just pissed at baseball still.
I didn't sleep that night.
Throw covers off, jump into the bed, bring them back on y'all hard, and like aggravatedly shuffle yourself over fucking baseball.
I'm going fucking.
You know what? Fuck Barry Bonds, man.
Fucking infield fly rule, dude. Fucking.
I don't give a fucking
mound
shit.
Visits, dude.
Fucking give a fuck about A-Rod. I'll show you A-Rod.
Dude, unwritten rules. Fucking write your rules down, prick.
Write down your fucking rules. Ooh, hot dogs. I don't give a fuck, man. Fuck hot dogs. Fuck baseball. Fuck hot dogs. Fuck peanuts and hot dogs.
I love hot dogs, though.
Fun.
I don't know. So, yeah, anyway, it's good to be back and recording an episode. I know that, you know, they still come out once a week, and so you guys are like, what's he mean, be back? But, yeah, we haven't recorded one in a while, so this was fun. Do you think we should end the show on that last song that we wrote?
Yeah.
Okay.
There was a bug on the screen.
There was a bug on our computer.
I got it off of there.
All right. What do you think that song about... wait, what's that song about?
Is it about...
Okay, I'll start it off.
I forgot the song.
I'm gonna start it off and you hop in. Okay. Okay. All right. Yep. One and two. Well, one time for Halloween, I was a fucking pumpkin king. I looked so cool, everybody thought that I was a fucking pumpkin.
And then did I fuck it up?
Yeah, you're supposed to try to sing the shit that I'm singing at the same time. Way to fucking destroy the bit, Brad.
Go back.
Way to destroy the bit, Brad.
Start it over.
I don't remember the words. And when I made it to the front porch of my neighbor's house, he looked at me and said, "You're a fucking pumpkin king, and I'm crazy fucking cool." Once again, the worst fucking episode ever. Thank you for listening. We appreciate all of your listens and all of your likes and all of your butts. Until next time, I am Nick.
And I am Brad.
And maybe thinking about going and fucking yourself.
If you got a moment, just take a seat, pop your head open.
And let that baseball fuck you.
Think about going and maybe fucking yourself with a baseball.
Let's end it.